Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show. It's for you, those that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life. Because as you prosper and are blessed financially, you now have the greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is a ripple effect I'm here to help you create today. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you, because you've been binging, you guys have been tuning in, you've been sharing and making this a wonderful place for me, allowing me to feel greater purpose and passion in what I'm doing here. Thank you so much for tuning in and making it wonderful. Hey, if you're following us on social media, or you haven't followed us on social media, you can also go to Instagram. There's the @MoneyRipples page there. Also Facebook. You can go to our Money Ripples page, Money Ripples with Chris Miles on Facebook, or @MoneyRipples on Instagram. Check it out, especially if you want to see shorts and different reels beyond what you might see here on YouTube. So check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's Secured, SECURED, investmentcorp.com. All right. I want to talk about something. Actually, it was a question that came to me from a friend of mine. She's recently been going through a divorce, been going through a really rough time. And she said, you know, Chris, I need to create some passive income right now. She said, I need to create at least $1,000 a month currently. And I ultimately want to create $2,500 a month. And the reason being is that she says, listen, as a single mom, I don't have to be working full time if I don't have to. I've been working on trying to homeschool my kids. They have special needs, and so I need something that's actually passive. I don't want something that's going to take a lot of time and effort. She's like, and honestly, the side business I've had hasn't really done very well lately, so I need something else. She's like, I do have a little bit of savings. What do I do with it? I said, well, how much do you have? She said, $20,000. And so my advice to her was kind of like what I had mentioned last week in my previous episode, which was, there's nothing that's going to pay you that much with $20,000. And because, like I said, if somebody ever says you can invest $20,000, you'll make $1,000 or $2,000 a month investing with them, it's a scam, right? I don't believe that anything is really truly too good to be true, right? I believe that you can make things happen in different ways. But if you think you can just throw your money at something and then it's going to generate $1,000 or $2,000 a month from $20,000, it's not going to happen, right? It's most likely some options trader that says you put money with them, they'll trade it, pay you 10% a month, which is bull. Because even if they do that, it's only a short period of time. And almost every single time, the securities department will shut them down right away and you lose your money, because they'll be fighting the securities and paying all the money into that instead of paying you back. So you actually end up losing money in every single situation I've seen where that's been the case. If it's not now, it will happen sooner than later. On top of that, if it's like, hey, you can do this business, it's totally passive, but you realize it's really not passive. It's like an entire side hustle that you have to do. Don't believe them, okay? If you want truly passive investments, you're not going to see much better than, like I said, 10, 20% a year, most likely. I've seen things be higher from time to time in different markets, but they usually don't last, okay? So I'd like to be more conservative and stay in that lane. So with her, I said, that's not the case. I said, and here's what my direct quote is. I said, passively investing won't earn as much. Maybe an extra $150 a month or so is what I told her on that $20,000. I also asked her too, is this also all your savings? Because for many people, if this is all your savings too, I wouldn't do it. You need to have an emergency fund that you don't invest. So she says, well, what would you recommend for creating $1,000 a month? Any ballpark of starting amount I would need to work with? I know that's a potentially too big of a question. Like when people ask me to where to put the food storage and things like that, but any thoughts on where to start? And I said, for safer passive investing, you would need at least $100,000 to accomplish that. To get $1,000 a month, you need at least $100,000 because there are some investments that'll pay you 1% a month or 12% a year. It's like you need at least $100,000 to accomplish that $1,000 a month. But instead, I would focus on what value you can create that can be leveraged without a lot of time. That's going to be your safest bet. This is my advice to you right now. If you're saying, I don't have a whole lot of money, what do I do? Do I invest it? How do I make it work for me? The real question you should be asking yourself is, what could I be doing right now that creates a lot of value for people, but doesn't require a lot of my time or energy? I'll say this simply though, if you don't have money, it does require time and energy to help to generate income. Plain and simple. If you don't have the money to generate the income, it's going to be time and energy. There's not much difference. And sometimes it's money plus time plus energy it required in some of those investments. Now you can make great returns. Sometimes you make way better than, like I said, the 10 to 20% returns potentially on a passive type of investment. But when it comes to making bigger returns, you need to put in a little time and energy. This does not mean that you got to have a full-time job to do it. It does not mean you have to create a business that's going to become a full-time job to do it. So of course, when I said that, I knew this wasn't exactly what she wanted to hear, but she just said, well, can you give me an example of the latter? Like what can she do that could be leveraged with more, you know, without a lot of time? So I said, here's what it is. For instance, selling online products, one-to-many coaching, recurring revenue like memberships and so forth. I said, even becoming an affiliate of offering others products or services can give you an income that you don't have to fulfill on. All right, so let me break that down. All right, now it's coming from a business standpoint because the truth is business has a higher potential of income for you. Like I said, you could do real estate investing. There are people that could probably take $20,000, start buying and selling raw land to generate some income. That is possible. I wouldn't necessarily say that $20,000 would make $1,000 a month, but maybe $500 or so a month could happen if you know what you're doing. But most likely you're gonna have to take that $20,000, pay somebody to teach you how to do it, and then you'll have very little to invest at that point, right? So you might need a little bit more, but you could be doing something, right? There is possibility, but again, that's a business that you have to do. So looking for a business that finds a way to create value. Remember, dollars follow value that you create for other people. This is always the answer. Even if you invest passively, the investment you're going into that somebody else is investing for you, right? That investment needs to be creating value in a way that creates a need, creates some sort of financial transaction or a financial value that increases that value, allows money to come back to you. Otherwise, you're just gambling. You're speculating. You're hoping and praying that something works out. Like when you throw money in the stock market, you're not creating any value. You're literally putting money. You might say, well, I'm investing in corporate America or into big business. No, you're not. What you're actually doing is you're driving up the net worth of those people that already sold off and made their money when they went live and active in the stock market. When they went and launched their stock, it was already sold off. The shares were sold. The next thing only happens to them is that their values go up or down based on what you think it's worth. But you throwing your piddly little dollars does nothing to create value for that company. Nothing, which is why you really don't get paid. You just ride waves, right? Now, someone would argue, of course, I can already hear it. They'll say, well, Chris, you get paid dividends from some of those companies. Yes, you do. Someone will pay dividends. But again, they don't value your money all that much. There are ways to make more money by being a bigger investor. That's what Warren Buffett does. He doesn't go buy stocks. He goes buys a controlling share or interest in that company to at least get on the board of directors. And then he gets paid extra. He gets paid preferred returns versus just the simple gambling of the stock market. Again, there's not really that good value exchange, that service that's created in ways that you're adding value to people. That's not happening. This happens more in the private area, the one-to-one or the one-to-many. And so when I say selling online products, I'm like, can you create content? For example, like I actually have a Wealth Accelerator Academy. I rarely ever mention it to you guys. It's an option. But for people that really maybe don't qualify to work with us one-on-one because they don't have at least $150,000 they could be investing, well, another best bet could be doing the Wealth Accelerator Academy. You'll pay a lot less than you would trying to pay us to work with you one-on-one, but you get all the education that our clients get too. So you get the foundation, you get the education. You even get some contacts in different spaces like attorneys and accountants, but you basically get that foundation for helping improve your cash flow. It creates great value. People will get great results with it and a lot more than what they pay for it, which is ideal, right? It's that give. Like you get more value than what you are actually paying for. That's what it should be. That's what a good transaction should be like. Well, That's an online product. I recorded those once. Now, it required some time and energy. I had to go and record those videos. We had to put it together. I had to pay people to help me put it together and everything else. So yeah, there was a lot of things to help get it to a format where I felt it was a good, you know, little short snippet videos and segments so that you can learn little by little, step by step, and doing those kind of things. That was one, it was kind of like a one and done. It took hours and hours to create. But once it's done, guess what? It's done. It's there. It's now can be used to for anybody who wants to have it, where it create value for them in their situation, because maybe they're not quite ready to work with us one-on-one yet. It's a great backup for them to be able to get started, to get a better foundation, and maybe accelerate their progress towards working with us one-on-one, so we can actually help them get the results they want on their passive income. So it's a great option, right? That right there, one time, done, can always keep paying. This is when people talk about making money while you sleep. Hey, someone in Germany could be buying that. Hopefully they speak English, because I don't speak German, but they could be buying that in Germany while I'm in bed and money's coming in, right? That's the beauty. And so I told her, like, online products could be an option. It could be something that she did, not just videos. It could be audios. I used to do all my education stuff on just audio. I wouldn't even do video because I was too nervous to do anything that was on a computer screen or in a camera, right? So I would just do audios. I would at least get something out there. I remember one time that I was in a Facebook group. This is a group of a lot of people that were of a particular religious affiliation. But they were more into, like, you know, really personal development and things like that beyond just Christianity. And of course, a lot of people kept bringing up things like, I wish I knew what my mission in life were. I wish I knew how I can make money with my purpose or make money with my passions. Now, here's the thing, guys. I heard this repeatedly. And I said, you know what? I got something for that. And so I just asked them. I just, just asked these people. I said, hey, if I were to share with you the ways that I was able to take my passions and my purpose and monetize it in a way that's made me millions of dollars, would that be useful to you guys? And there was many, many people that said, yes, absolutely. I would love that. Well, guess what, guys? I had created that in a live format with my friend Garrett White, and we did something like a precursor of that together. Well, I said, you know what? I'm going to create it again, and I'm going to call it Find Your Divine Genius. And so I did. I created it again, recorded the audios and everything for it. Actually, I think I recorded videos for this one. In fact, if you're in the Wealth Accelerator Academy, it's actually in there, the Find Your Divine Genius. You'll see me beardless and about 30 pounds heavier and a lot more tired and sick looking. Story for another time. But that's where I have it there. So I had this Find Your Divine Genius. I just recorded it. I actually did it as live calls, as a webinar for these people. And I actually told them, I said, listen, I'm going to charge $50 a person. I max it out at 20 people. And voila. Go. 2 days, sold out. I made $1,000, right? Not because of the fact that I was trying to lie, I wasn't cheating or stealing, nothing like that. It was literally solving a problem for them. And so for you, now you may not be a business owner. You might be thinking, well, yeah, but I work a W-2 job. I don't have a side business like this. Doesn't matter. There's other options, right? I'm just trying to give you an example that if you have to exchange time and energy, because maybe you have that job, but that job's not going nowhere, you need something else to create some wealth. This could be something there. That's what I mean by selling online products, right? You create it once and then you sell it online. Obviously, there's more to it than just putting it out there and hoping that people buy it. I get that, but I'm just trying to open up possibilities. The second thing I mentioned was one-to-many coaching, right? Is you can teach one-to-one, and trust me, you can make great money helping people one-to-one. But remember, she said, I don't want to spend a lot of time. Well, what about one-to-many? How about group coaching? You know, that's, again, part of our Wealth Accelerator Academy is we have group coaching once a month. We have live calls when we do that. You know, now I don't charge separately for the coaching that way, but some people do. Some people literally just charge for a community, right? And this kind of leads into another thing like memberships. You know, there are a lot of people out there doing memberships that might be charging like $7 a month to be part of a membership, because maybe you get some special thing. It might be some education. It could be like, hey, there's some ways to save on couponing or whatever it might be, right? There could be this or that. You know, it could be great recipes, you know, for whatever it might be. It could be great tips on health and working out and things like that. You could literally just be charging $7, $10 a month, right? For something very easy for somebody to use, and then get paid on that residually month after month, year after year. Yes, you're going to put some time and energy, but remember, when you have more people involved because you're able to serve more people with less time, that can create a lot more. Even with our clients, we have a retainer program we keep them on because we want to keep them progressing beyond just their initial coaching and just drop them, say, good luck to you. No, we want to keep them progressing. So we have them on a retainer, month to month retainer. We keep them going. That's a membership among our members, right? There's things that we've done as well. Just within our Wealth Accelerator Academy, we've done that as well. Different tests with memberships and things like that. We were looking at trying to release the software. We might also charge monthly just for the software use alone, where you can project out using real estate how much money you can create to get to your passive income number, things like that. So again, you can do things with coaching, but also with memberships. And then the last one I mentioned is affiliate. Here's something I learned early on in 2006, because I was starting to get in the real estate investing world, but I accidentally came upon this, is because I was doing mortgages. And I remember my friend asked me, he said, Chris, if money were no issue, would you keep doing mortgages? I said, I like giving people value, but I like teaching people about the mortgages and what they could do to invest it and make more money, but I hate paperwork. I can't stand it. I hate the fact that they'll call me the next day after I said it's going to be a couple of weeks before I have any word back about whether you're approved or not. It didn't matter. They want to call me at all hours of the night and day just to find out what's going on the next day, even after I gave them the warning. I said, I don't really like that. You know, I like to be able to teach them, but be able to let, you know, I want the work just to happen. And so this guy told me, he's like, well, why don't you find somebody who's willing to do that work, who's willing to do the paperwork and do that follow through? I said, well, is there anybody who wants to do that? That sounds horrible to me. Trust me, Chris, there are people that are nerds that like this kind of work. And so I found somebody, I went to that broker, that mortgage broker, and I said, is there somebody in this company here in our brokerage that would fit this description? He says, Clark, because anybody who has the name Clark will obviously be nerdy enough to want to do this, right? And so that's what he did. I went to Clark. I said, listen, if I send you these people, you don't have to sell them or anything. Like, they already want to do the mortgage. You just have to set them up a program, do the underwriting paperwork, and basically just do the work. And he said, yes, and I'll pay you 50%, Chris. And I said, awesome. And next thing I know, I spent a half hour or so with a person teaching them about the mortgage, how you can cash out the equity to invest and make more to pay your mortgage for you. And people get excited. They're like, great, what's my next step? And I would say, talk to Clark. I would refer it to him, let him do the work. So I was still a mortgage licensed guy. I was still brokered that way, but I wasn't doing all the work, back end work. So I spent a half an hour, maybe an hour at most of these people, and then get a check in the mail a month or so later for $1,000 or $2,000. And I thought, my goodness, that's so easy. I didn't have to be the one delivering the value. Understand, I used to be the one that thought I had to always be the person delivering the value or I don't get paid. It was always had to be me. But then I realized there are people that are very talented at what they do and they solve needs for other people. Can I become a connector? Can I connect them with these people that would help them out? Not just trying to pitch them stuff, but literally they're looking for something and I can connect them to those people. Then I started doing that with other people. I did with a wholesale jeweler in Salt Lake City. I did it with them because I knew that people would pay a third of the cost they pay at a normal jeweler's. So it would create value for them and it would create value for the jeweler because I'd give them the connection. So I give them their business card, say their appointment only, go to them. And they did. And when they bought something, a check came in the mail. And so I did that with about three different companies and it generated a few thousand dollars a month. Very, very passively. Now, it wasn't like I didn't do anything. But I'll tell you, I didn't do nearly as much work, hard work as I had to do to make a few thousand dollars or so before. It was much easier. And again, I didn't have to be the one delivering. So that's my message to you is how can you deliver value to others? How can you create value in a way that doesn't require all your time and attention? How can it be leveraged? Can it be leveraged through systems, memberships? Can it be done through online products that's, you know, you do it once and then you can put it out forever? Heck, people that write books and CDs. Or create CDs. That's how they do it, right? Can you create something like that? Intellectual property. Can you also do connections with your relationships to help create value through affiliates? All kinds of ways you create money without money. And that's outside the box, outside the norm that you're taught. Yes, it requires intention. Yes, it's going to require a little bit of effort, a little bit of time and energy. But don't think for 1 minute that you don't have to do anything with your money, that somehow your money will magically just make you millions of dollars. That's not reality. Especially when it's just passively using your money. It's a much more conservative, slower go. Even if it's 10 to 20% a year, right? It's still slower go with your money than it would be if you got your money working in, you know, in different ways, combining it with your talents, your time and energy, but again, leveraged time so that you're not spending all of your time doing it where it's like you're working, trading time for dollars. You're now exchanging value to create dollars, and that bridges the gap, allowing you to make more money in less time and still have a life. Guys, that's my advice to you this week. If you're trying to build up that income, find ways to, again, how can I create value, serve people and solve problems? How can I create a win-win for people where money is the natural exchange? That is the question you should be asking to create more money now with little to no money out of pocket. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.